Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Our next guest has become a favorite. A lot of people request or they write emails about some of the things he's done. Some people poo-pooing his ideas. Some people lauding them. Some people calling him directly. All of the above. I love talking to Brent because Brent loves freedom. Brent Johnson stands for freedom, and we need so much more of that. So whether you agree or disagree, this is going to be a lively discussion, and I think you're going to learn something. I think you should take seriously what he says and consider it for you. I never want to get you people legally in trouble. Always know that. This is not legal advice, but this is just for your entertainment and for just casual conversation. Our First Amendment protections under the Constitution, we can say what darn well what we want to, and Brent Johnson typifies that. He's a 25-year radio show host. He's known as one of the experts in the country about sovereignty. He's written a book called The American American Sovereign, which is fantastic, a little easy, quick-hitting things I think you'll find fascinating, American Sovereign. And here he is, the one and only Brent Johnson. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you, Daniel. now you're giving me a mountain peak to live up to and everything. All right. Now you got nervous.
Yeah, well, we love you. We want to make our guests feel welcome here. Freedomradio.us. Freedomradio.us is his website. So you can check that out as we talk or different things. You can find some more details. One of the most fascinating things, or one of the most perplexing, maybe that's a better word, that people deal with when it comes to freedom on a regular basis, the Constitution, who they are. I think people are sick of being pulled over by police at traffic stops and that whole process. So let's go over that. Let's, from your perspective, what is going on? What do we need to know about that process?
Well, a lot of the response to a being pulled over depends upon the documentation that you carry. For example, okay, everybody knows that driving is a privilege. Okay, we've been told that since birth, and that's true. Driving is a privilege, but most people don't know legally what driving is. And if you actually were to look in the law, you would find that driving is the act of transporting persons or property for hire or compensation over the public roads. The idea was this. Everybody has a right to travel, to go from point A to point B, and to use the public roads to do that. However, if you're going to make a living off the public roads, okay, you're a truck driver, and how fast you go from point A to point B is directly related to how much money you make. Well, you're going to just, you're going to speed, you're going to destroy the roads, okay, which belong to everybody. Therefore, that act is considered a privilege. You're not, don't have a right to destroy everybody's roads. Therefore, those people who do that need a driver's license. However, it's been made, everybody's been made to think that everybody needs a driver's license, to the point that we actually, when we're teenagers, we look at it as a rite of passage. We brag about it. Hey man, look, I just got my driver's license. Cool. Let's go for a drive. Let's go cruising. Okay. We make it a rite of passage. But the truth is that if you are not engaged in commercial activity, the public roads, then you don't need a driver's license. Now, having said that, if you have a driver's license, okay, you have accepted a government benefit, a privilege. A license is permission to do something which, without a license, would be illegal. Okay? So, if you have that license, you are bound by the rules that attach to the issuance of the license. You got to stop at a stop sign, stop at a red light, go at a green light, et cetera, obey the speed limits, signal when you turn. All that stuff is part of the licensing agreement. Also part of that agreement is that you will pull over if you are pulled over by a cop. You will take your car off to the side of the road and subject yourself to that attack
on your freedom.
Yeah. Yes, that procedure. Thank you.
Hey, okay. Let me pause right there. Yeah. Brent, pause right there 1 second. Before we get too far, I want to set the stage a couple things. Somebody may be thinking, people who hear this, they say, what do you mean I don't need, what are you, above the law? What do you mean I don't need a driver's license? What's wrong with a driver's license? That's only keeping people safe. What are you talking about? What's the deal?
Okay, well, first off, a driver's license doesn't keep people safe. You have idiots on the road who have driver's licenses. Having a driver's license doesn't mean that you know what you're doing when you're behind the wheel. So that's ridiculous to think a driver's license keeps you safe. Okay, what I'm telling you is the actual facts of the law, that unless you're engaged in commercial transportation of persons or property, you aren't required to have a license. You may have a license. You absolutely may get one, but you're not required by law. Now, if you don't have a license and you don't have anything and they pull you over, then they are trained to arrest you. Okay, they're trained to assume that you are required to have a license and therefore you're charged with failure to have a license. Okay, I'm not suggesting that you go about doing that. Some people will do that and they'll actually get by doing it because they know what to do. But I'm by
another
no
question.
Means suggesting that you throw out your license or anything, okay?
Another question right there. Another question on that.
Okay.
And we went back and forth with this last time, and Eric Madsen from Team Law, we went back and forth. I was so, you know, and I'm sorry how that all went, but I was just so put off because he tried to tell me there's no fraud. And I discussed this with you. To me, when you have a natural right, what you're saying is we have a natural right to travel. The roads that are out there, I asked this to one of my friends. In fact, yesterday we had this conversation. Who owns, you know, Highway 52 or whatever that's at? Who owns that road? And he said, well, the state. I said, no. The Supreme Court has already ruled the people, you own that road. They're just the managers of it. That's your road. And you have a natural right. You have a natural under the Constitution, protected by the Bill of Rights, a natural right to travel, the Fifth Amendment, due process. You cannot take that right without proper due process. Now, to me, when you go in for a driver's license, they petition you for a driver's license. I mean, at school, they'll set you up for, you know, driver's court. I mean, the whole deal, the whole government is all behind it, pushing it. Never once do they tell you that you don't have to have a driver's license if you just want to travel. Never do they tell you that. Never do they tell you that you are abrogating your right and giving over your rights in this contract. Never do they tell you that. Never, never, never. To me, that is fraud on its face. That is a construction fraud to me.
Not really. I understand what you're saying. Okay, I do understand what you're saying, and I understand how you would come to that conclusion, and you're kind of sort of maybe almost right, but not really, because the reality is, okay, that when somebody goes to get a driver's license, they are signing an application. Nobody is putting a gun to their head to tell them you have to sign this application. Okay,
they
sign
great point.
The application, and therefore, their entry into the licensing agreement is considered voluntary. Anything that is voluntary cannot be unconstitutional.
Okay, great point.
So while there are many things the driver's license is and is not, fraud is not among them.
Okay, then let me ask you this then. Next question with that. Okay, I disagree to some degree, but I can go along with that. Okay, I can go along with that line of thinking. But if you do not have a driver's license and you are traveling on the road and the police stop you and then violate your rights and try to tell you you have to have a driver's license and go to arrest you and give you a ticket and go to court and all that, somewhere along that process, some fraud has been committed in my mind. You tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay, give me a second to consider what you just said. I don't know that fraud is the right word, the right crime that's been committed. Fraud,
well,
legally
fraud,
speaking,
fraud. How would you define fraud?
Legally, Okay.
Yeah, how would you define fraud?
Legally speaking, fraud is the act of inducing somebody to do something they ordinarily would not do, or to not do something they ordinarily would do, okay, through misrepresentation, lying, and such. Okay, that's fraud. Okay, so the cop who comes up and, you know, pulls you over, okay, and says you don't have a license, okay, according to my training, you don't have a license, that means that you're guilty of a crime, okay, I'm going to write you up, okay. That's not really fraud, okay? That is a violation of rights because you certainly have a right to travel, okay? And that is absolutely a violation of rights. But fraud is not the charge that I would give.
Pause right there. And I'm going to disagree with you just like I disagreed with Eric. You just told us what the definition of fraud is, either to induce us to do something or not do something that we otherwise would do. Or shouldn't do, or what have you. When they do that, and they harass you, and they arrest you, and they take your car, and they, God only knows what other things have been done. When they do that, what by fraudulent means, they are restricting your freedom and restricting you from ever doing this again. They are trying to make this so painful and so disagreeable, so onerous that you will never travel on these roads again. That is fraud.
No, that is not. That what they're doing is exactly what you said. They're making it so difficult for you that you volunteer to go under their jurisdiction by obtaining a license. Okay? That's what they are doing. Okay, but they are not specifically, okay, and I mean specifically inducing you to get, in other words, if the cop was to say to you, okay, that you must get a license or I'm going to arrest you, then that might be constructive fraud.
Well, they say it all the time.
They say that all the time, Brent.
Oh,
no,
yes,
they don't.
They say, I'm going to give you a ticket here,
and that's all. They never have a conversation with you. They just give you a ticket because for them, time is money. They just want to have you charged so that they can take you to court and get some money out of you.
Well, I'm going to dis. It does happen that police do so. I've had conversations with police.
I understand your point, and an argument could be made that it is constructive fraud. I don't. It's not an argument I would make because there are other ways to deal with this kind of situation.
Okay. I'm just having a discussion. I think this is great. Go ahead, Brett. I'm not trying to rain on your parade here. What you're saying. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Now, first off, okay, if you carry nothing, you know, no license, nothing, you are going to get harassed if you're pulled over. But I carry an international driver's permit, okay? An IDP, as they call it, is issued under the 1949 UN International Treaty on Travel. And it is valid anywhere in the world in a member state, a UN member state, except the country that issues it. You can go to AAA and get, for $10, get an IDP, but it's not good in the United States. We get IDPs for people that are issued out of Nicaragua, which means you can't use them in Nicaragua, but they're valid anywhere else, including the United States. So first lesson is you don't want to carry nothing. If you carry nothing, the police are trained to deal with you. Okay. You don't have a license. I know what I'm supposed to do. But if you carry a document that is not a license issued by the state, but is nonetheless a document, the IDP kind of looks like a passport, it's a 4-year document. If you carry an IDP, or what I'm about to tell you will also apply if you carry nothing. Okay, just so you know, and you're pulled over, and the cop gives you a ticket, you can indeed. Okay, do what's called abate the ticket. American Jurisprudence, volume, oh God, I have to look up the volume. It's in my book. American Jurisprudence, I think it's section 141. I'd have to check the volume, which I'll do on one of the breaks. But it specifically defines a what's called a non-statutory abatement, which essentially, if you boil it down, is to deal with a public nuisance, which is what this is. Cop pulls you over, gives you a ticket. You're supposed to have to go to court and everything. This is a nuisance. That's what it is. This is an irritant. And a non-statutory abatement is the way to deal with that. Okay, and it's completely legal and it's completely valid. One of the things you should always do when you're pulled over is check the cop's ID. Now, I know a lot of times they'll say, this badge is my ID. No, that's not your ID, sir. I need to see your ID. Because they're always asking for your ID. I want to see your ID. And you write down any contact information on the ID, the address of his precinct or whatever, or her. You write that information down. You take your non-statutory abatement, which I'll give you a sense of what it's like in a moment, okay, and you return the ticket to the issuer of the ticket. You actually send the abatement with the ticket back to the cop. Now, the abatement, okay, as I say, it deals with a public nuisance. And what it says is that I'm enclosing, and, you know, you actually list the citation number and all that. I'm enclosing this, okay, back to you because I received your papers, but they are not accepted. I have not accepted this. They are refused for cause and are returned because they are irregular and unauthorized based upon. Then there are, in an abatement, it's called a mark, M-A-R-K, okay, and it's as in mark my words. And then there are, in a standard abatement, there are 13 marks. And just to give you an idea of what some of these are, your papers do not have my full Christian appellation in upper and lowercase letters. Your papers allege a violation of law that's foreign to my venue. Your office is not established in the state constitution. Your papers have no foundation in law, lack jurisdictional facts necessary to bring me within your venue, etc., etc. These types of things are in there. So essentially what you're saying is this service is not accepted because something's wrong with it. I'm returning it to you, telling you what's wrong with it. If you will fix that, and then return it to me, then I will address it. Obviously, they're not going to fix anything because they can't. Okay. But what has happened now is that you have never actually been served. Now, if the matter comes up in court and they find that there is a non-statutory abatement that has been received by the cop, and of course you send it, certified mail return receipt, you can... If you wish, you can also send a copy of it to the court, okay, just for information purposes. But when the matter comes up before the court now has a problem. Okay, you had a document, okay, in this case an international driver's permit, okay. So you had a document and they're giving you a ticket for not having a license on the presumption you need a license. They haven't established that presumption. Okay. So you have not been served. They cannot move forward with a case against you. They can't say, they can't charge you with failure to appear because your appearance is based upon being served. So using a non-statutory abatement is the way you deal with this type of stuff. Most people will sit there, they'll sign the ticket and they'll come to court and they'll plead their case and they'll say the Constitution, this, the Constitution, that. Constitution doesn't apply in a matter where you give up your rights by virtue of obtaining a license, okay, where you waive your rights. But the Constitution does apply in a matter where you haven't given up your rights, okay. So if you don't have the license, you still have the protections of the Constitution. The non-statutory abatement, just so you know, I actually have a sample abatement in the appendix section of my book, okay, if you want to actually learn how to write an abatement and how to use an abatement and how to go to court, you know, without going to court. You don't actually make an appearance in court. If you do, you cede jurisdiction to the court. Okay. But you can have, you can sit in the public area and watch the proceedings, for example, and see what happens there. Or you can have somebody else do it for you. And if they try and pursue the court action without having served you, that somebody could stand on your behalf, you know, and object to the situation. So the non-statutory abatement is the method of dealing with this kind of public nuisance. When I lived in eastern Oregon many years ago, I don't have a driver's license. I have an IDP, and we had a local deputy sheriff who didn't like me at all. And he looked for me. He knew my car. When he'd see it, he would look for me because he knew I didn't have their driver's license, and he knew it. And he would always look to come to me and to give me a ticket. And you know, he was a real pain. And I would abate the ticket, and never, not once, okay, was I put in jail. Not once was a fine imposed upon me. You know, yeah, I had to deal with it. I had to put together the abatement and send it out. And okay, but not once were the consequences of not having a license imposed upon me.
We're coming out of break.
I understood what to do.
We're coming out of break, and so let me. I'll cut you off right there. We'll finish that on the other side because I'm interested in what if you ever had a conversation with this police officer. How that went. And I know that most people listening to this, they'll never do any of this. I understand. But some people will. And some people want to learn it. And it's the people who are pushing the envelope on this, who are really looking for freedom, really looking to exercise their rights. This changes our country. And just the fact that you understand this and know this, this helps America. Look, we're free. God made us free. We're not subjects and slaves to a corporate state that thinks they own the roads. We're not, ladies and gentlemen. We're not. That's unchristian. It's un-American. We're not. Stay tuned. More with Brent.
This is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Power Mall. That's where you get the great products. It funds our operation. It funds and drives you and your health. Again, I want you, me personally, my family, what we're doing, Uncle Kevin, Kat, everybody here, we want you to be happy. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be successful. And we want you to be free, just as God intended you to be. And the Power Mall is a great place to get all the products that have worked so much. Thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners and customers over the years, the 20-plus years since Joyce started this, that have found relief, that their life has been blessed. We got great specials over there. Give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We do, while supplies last, we do have some of the 20% off of the inventory that we're trying to clear. The Willard Water Dark, only the dark, 16 ounces on sale. The Inca Water Protein Powder. If you're looking for protein, that is fantastic protein. That's the best that I've seen. That's the best protein I've seen. It's amazing. Natural Aloe Vera Soap, the Silver Shield Dog Embedding Spray, the Silver Tongue Oral Care, and the Topperson, all on sale, 20% off. Then Super Silver, the Oregano, the REM Sleep, all on sale, and of course, Good Health Naturally. The Mother Earth Minerals. Potassium, calcium, magnesium. Remember to take them separately. Wait a minute or so between each one. On sale. You need these things for your Krebs energy cycle, for the right type, to get the bad calcium out of your body. All these things for your body to function and fire and those cells and then that electricity and that that liveliness that is you, that makes up you. You need these minerals properly in the proper proportions to make it happen. And so where are you going to get them? Where are you going to get them? You don't get them in the food anymore. You don't get them in the soil anymore. Where are you going to get them? I love the Grown by Nature, and I love the Mother Earth Minerals. Two fantastic products to do that. So check that out at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I'm going to, while Brent is, or while I'm going to be queuing up a song, one of Brent's songs here. And this is a parody that he wrote, and we're going to play a little bit of it. I always like when he comes on, he likes it too. This is such a great song. I'm going to play a little bit of it. We're going to bring it in. So this is Prying Eyes. Check this out. Well, hold on. I thought it was coming on. Technical difficulties here.
Giving to the new. Our world is like a jungle filled with danger. At least that's what we're told.
I love that. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
You know,
the American ethic,
ladies and gentlemen, one of the reasons that we're talking about that, you know, I know that most people who are listening, the vast majority of people are never going to try this with a driver's license. They're never going to get an IDP. I got an IDP, and we actually had some emails about that. Yes, you got to understand, you can't get it in America. You got to get it outside of America to be used inside of America. But anyway, I understand that. But keeping this alive, talking about this, just you having knowledge about it and hearing about it and understanding, it gets to the American ethic. The American ethic. I mean the American ethic is the Declaration of Independence and this concept that you're created by something bigger than us with certain rights and certain powers and that you are to go forth on this country, on this land, on this inheritance that is yours to live your life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, to build, to everything that divinity has given you to use for your pleasure, for your magnification, to the glory of your creator or whatever you choose, as long as you respect the rights of other people. That is the American ethic. And what has been turned on its head, what has been turned around, what has been then thrown in our face about this, is that, no, we're subjects to a government, and the government gives us privileges, and we go around to keep everybody safe. Well, freedom's not safe. And our founding fathers, they never looked for safety. Do you think John Hancock signed the Declaration of Independence looking for safety, or Thomas Jefferson or any of those people? Do you think they signed that looking for safety? It was a death warrant. But they did it. And they didn't do it so that you now have to kowtow to these police officers who now think they're these public servants, ants. That's the way they're supposed to be. You're supposed to look at them as ants. And they're supposed to look at you as giants. Because you are the sovereigns in this country. That's not my words. That's John Jay, the first Supreme Court Justice. All these things, this ethics and these ideas, they've been turned on their head, and it's extremely important. This idea of freedom, who you are, is more valuable than your life, ladies and gentlemen. And I love having Bryn on to discuss some of these things. And we're talking about specifically driving versus traveling versus if we have a right, the Supreme Court, the Constitution has guaranteed the right to travel. The roads are yours. They're the people's roads. Your right to freely go back and forth however you want to go, the means of the day, which is an automobile, motor vehicle, two different things. Again, legalese. You have that right. Who gave you that right? Well, in America, we say our Creator did. And when the police try to abrogate it, they don't tell you these things. To me, it's fraud. I just got a text from Pastor Wright. Pastor Wright says, well, if they don't disclose to you, the government's only purpose is to protect your rights. If they don't disclose to you that they're not taking away your rights, or you're not giving up your right. I mean, to me, that's fraud to me. I mean, we disagree, whatever. We can go. It doesn't matter. You are free, ladies and gentlemen. You are an American. You are a created being with divinity inside you, and all this little knowledge and all these things, this will change who you are. This will change the future. This will change government's interaction with you. And as long as you hold firm to that and you won't accept anything else, the whole world will change. We're talking to Brent Johnson, and he's talking about the police officer in Oregon who kept really pulling him over. My question, I had the thought, have you ever had a conversation with him, went back and forth on this? I mean, what was his attitude towards you as you presented some of these things?
Well, his attitude was that, like, I was one of those, you know, you're one of those people, you know, you're a constitutionalist, you're a, you know, you're a troublemaker. I mean, he didn't want to talk about it. Of course, I wouldn't expect that. You know, something people need to also understand, the difference between police and sheriffs. A police officer is beholden to the government. Police officer is not elected by the people. Sheriff is elected by the people. Police officer is beholden to the state. Okay, very, very important to understand that. Okay, so while you may get somewhere with your sheriff, you're never going to get anywhere with a cop. Okay, it's simply not going to happen.
Well, I think Brent, you just brought up a really good point, and I want to expound on that. And people need to understand this. Your government, where you think whatever city you live in, you know, anywhere USA, you think that's your government and blah, blah, blah. It's a corporation. And so it's a corporation. They've taken over our constitutional republic and gone in a different direction. And so their interest, the interest of that corporation is different than your constitutionally protected rights, than your interest that divinity has given you. This is where the rub happens, ladies and gentlemen. And so the policemen, and they, look, I used to speak on this on my book. I used to go all over the country. I just recently went to Hawaii. I can't tell you how many times it was policemen that would come up to me and be the most supportive because they understood this perfectly. Well, I thought that I was going to get chewed out. Policemen who understood this are the most supportive about this idea. They want this, but they just can't seem to get it. The interest of the corporation then becomes different than the interest of you and your rights. When the Declaration of Independence says that government's sole purpose is to protect your rights. Do you see why this is important? Do you see why they don't teach it in school? How can they control you? How can these corporations and these wannabe elites control you if you believe what I just told you? How can they control you? They can't. So they don't teach you this. This is the greatest inheritance that any country has ever had. And the fact that these public schools don't teach it, these government schools do not teach this, is the biggest indictment of them and the biggest reason why you should never, never let your young children set their impressionable minds in the evil, evil, controlling place. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox. Go ahead, Brent.
No, hey, that was fantastic. And amen to that. And I completely am with you on that all the way. The one element that you didn't mention that is true is the corporate state has been created. And as such, by the way, all corporations get their existence from federal legislation. Therefore, all corporations are subject to federal law. So all the corporate states, okay, are subject to federal controls. The thing is, and that has nothing to do with the organic constitution. The thing is that now they get you to volunteer into the jurisdiction of the corporate state. And by doing so, you actually waive your God-given rights, which are protected by the organic constitution. So the key is, how do you get out from, if you can volunteer, you can unvolunteer. How do you unvolunteer? Well, you stop carrying licenses that put you under federal jurisdiction. You stop carrying social security numbers or other assignations that have placed you under the corporate jurisdiction. And that really is the key. During the break, I was asked, I was told by somebody that, I will sign my driver's license with a reservation of rights, okay? That actually doesn't do what you – if you sign the application with a reservation of rights, it does more than if you sign the license, because the license by its nature is permission to do something which without a license would be illegal. Okay, you cannot reserve your rights at the same time you avail yourself of a privilege, a government privilege. Can't do both. Okay, because when you avail yourself of a government privilege, the condition of doing that is that you waive your rights in favor of the privilege. So you can sign an application that you're waiving your rights. Okay, I'm sorry, that you're not waiving your rights, that you're reserving your rights. And that would be the proper place to sign your name that way. But the actual license, signing on the license that way, doesn't have any real legal effect. It's true that, you know, there'll be some people are going to sit there and say, well, why shouldn't I have a license? The question really at hand is, how do you value your freedom? That's really what the question is. And I would say this, like, you know, on my show regularly, it's like, what is it that you value more than anything in the world? Okay, your job, your family, your children, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. What would you do to protect and defend that something that you value so much? And what wouldn't you do to protect and defend it? So now the question is, how do you value your freedom? Now, I consider freedom to be a gift from God. And if God gave me a gift, I would value that pretty, pretty heavily. So I value my freedom more than anything. What would I do? I would do anything to preserve my freedom. What wouldn't I do? Okay. I wouldn't do anything that compromises my freedom. So how do you value your freedom? That's the real issue. What are you willing to do to protect and preserve your liberty? And what are you not willing to do to protect and preserve that same liberty? Because if you can answer that second question, if you tell me what I'm not willing to, well, you know, I'm willing to do all kinds of stuff, but I'm not willing to give up my social security number, or I'm not willing to give up my driver's license. Okay, well, then you don't value your liberty, because whatever it is that you're not willing to do, that gives the government the tool that it needs, it not they, that it needs, okay, to effectively enslave you.
Or you don't understand. You know, people, they don't fully understand the situation. You know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The extension of that scripture is, because you've forgotten my law, I will forget your children. And that's what we're seeing, all the problems with our children, our young people, everything we're seeing. We've forgotten the law. And the law in this country is that gift, that divinity, that freedom is prominent above virtually all in this country, in law. All. And the fact that we've forgotten that and given it away, now we're going into slavery. So, of course, our children are going into slavery. It's just, it fits to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's it. I mean, when I see stories about some of the atrocities going on in public education, I mean, in California, they're now treating pedophilia as a sexual orientation in school. They're actually telling the children that pedophilia is simply another option on sexual orientation. I mean, to me, I can't even envision why someone would put their child in public school. And I have actually put editorial comments on some of these stories saying, if you let your child spend one more day in a public school, you are a bad parent. I'm not afraid to say that. A lot of people don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it. Well, you know, I've got my job. I've got so much. I can't, you know, I don't have the time to homeschool my children. Whatever your reason, okay, to put your child in that kind of a venue is just incomprehensible. You know, and that, you know, that's what's happened. We have a country of people who have abandoned their duty to the principles of the Declaration of Independence. They've abandoned their duty. You know, we the people are supposed to be the lion tamers. Think of the government as a beast, and think of the Constitution as a whip and a chair. Okay, you got a whip and a chair. You put it in a cage with a lion. What happens? Nothing. There's something that's missing, and that is the lion tamer, who wields the whip and the chair. We the people are lion tamers, and we have been woefully remiss in our duties to keep the beast at bay. And so the beast has done what the beast naturally does. You know, it's taken over. And until we actually put it back in its place, okay, it's not going to change. Okay, you're not going to elect somebody who's going to go in and do this for you. It's not that somebody's job. It's your job as an American Okay. And most of you have not done your job very well. That's
well, the country hasn't, sure. Our ignorance or whatever the reason, this is where we've gotten. I want to give your website again, freedomradio.us, www.freedomradio.us, the book, American Sovereign. This is a great book. It's quick hitting points. I mean, there's stuff about money. We're going to talk a little bit about, I have a 1950 $20 bill here, which is just really good. Let me read this real quick so people can get an idea. This book is really neat on these quick hitting ideas and concepts. You assume certain things and it breaks these paradigms. This is a great book. Whether you act on it or don't act on it, just the fact that you have this knowledge is getting in your mind is important. It says this note, this is the last time this said this on a Federal Reserve note in America, 1950. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. We know that, and is redeemable in lawful money at the United States Treasury or at any Federal Reserve Bank. It says that right on the bill. So if it's redeemable for lawful money, Brent, then what does that say about this $20 bill?
Yeah, well, and that the bill itself is not money. You know, that same bill, it actually says at the bottom part where your bill says $20, this one says, okay, will pay to the bearer on demand. $20, meaning the bill is clearly not money, okay? It is a note, okay, to be exchanged for money. And, you know, one of the things people don't understand is what money is. Money is something of real value. Gold and silver are actual money. Paper is not money. And when you use a Federal Reserve note, here's what happens. If I give you, Daniel, a dollar, okay, I give you a dollar, what I've actually done is made a promise to pay $1. That's what these notes are. So I've given you a promise to pay $1. In other words, I've created a dollar in debt. Now, you give me that $1 back, okay, you've created another promise to pay $1. The two promises cancel each other out, so the debt is discharged, but not the interest, okay? The interest is never paid. It cannot be paid by a debt note. The interest can only be paid by real money, meaning gold and silver. So, you know, I give you a dollar, you give me a dollar, we've canceled out the debt. But in the meantime, this interest sits and continues to accrue and continues to grow. And that's why you have multi-trillion dollars in federal debt, okay, because of this scam money system. So, yeah, that's a whole nother – oh, that's a whole nother
– Yeah, we don't got issue. Days. No, we don't got 3 days to talk about that. Really, but these are kind of interesting – go ahead.
When I explain that in my seminars, when I explain what I just explained to you, I will give somebody a dollar bill and have them give it back to me and explain that to them. People are blown away because it's so simple to understand. And when they finally understand it, it's like, oh, my God, what have we wrought? You know, amazing.
That's why the national debt never goes down. That's why the national debt never goes down. It will never go down. It's never going to get paid. And never, there's going to have to be, you know, I don't know if we're going to go to gold back or whatever. We'll never get paid.
Ultimately, what happens is the banks call the notes, and when it can't be paid, they take the property, which is the objective. Okay. All the property gets taken by the banks. Okay, because the note cannot be paid. Okay, that's the objective on it. And that's the danger. And most people don't see it or don't want to see it, because if you see it, you have to do something. And most people don't want to take the time to do something. I'm too busy. You know, and it comes back down to, you know, how do you value your freedom?
Well, I think that everybody – who's listening, whether they're children, their grandparents, what have you, they can put the Bill of Rights on the refrigerator. Please, for the love of God, I've only been asking you that for 2 years, so at least people can see it. But they can start to instill some of these things and mention some of these things, and they can get your book. And book is such, I mean, it's an unbelievable, easy read, and they're going to, especially young people, high school age people, when they're young, to put those ideas in their head before they're totally encapsulated in some of these false ideas. It's so powerful. Brent, we just have about a minute. Will you please give the phone number? People can reach you if they... Or your organization?
Yes, absolutely. We have a toll-free number, 888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-3733. Give us a call. We'll be happy to send you free information about everything that we do, and we do a lot of stuff. We have trusts, common law, pure trusts that actually work. Okay, we've been doing them for 25 years. We have a 100% track record. Nobody has ever had any trouble. We've beaten back the IRS, among others, okay, using these trusts to protect your property, your real property, your business, your vehicles, whatever else. You know, we can help you get rid of your Social Security number if you want. We can get you an IDP if you want, international driver's permit. A lot of stuff we can do for you. It's a tremendous website, www.freedomradio.us.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to stress, I never want to see you in harm's way. I know the beast system, and I know ignorance, well-meaning fools, and everything that you're dealing with. I just want you to have information. I want you to use it prayerfully. I want you to use it well. This is not legal advice. So think about this and act accordingly or what you think is best for you. We care about you very much, and I know Brent does also, Brent Johnson from freedomradio.us. Brent, it's a fantastic to be with you. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you again. Look forward to next time.
Yes, check out thepowerhour.com, the great news stories, thepowermall.com, all the great products on sale. Thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, your energy. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Another great broadcast. Take care.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.